Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Speak Your Mind Radio with your host Brenda Williams. Every Thursday night, world topics, interviews you won't hear anywhere else. Let's go. 347-857-3692. You're on the line now with the beautiful, talented author Brenda Williams.
Photobomb.
So, hi, my name is Brenda Williams, and I am your host for Speak Your Mind Radio. We have a hot topic tonight. Our topic tonight is sexual assault on children, how you deal with it when a child comes forward and lets you know that they've been sexually assaulted. So I was actually asked to do this topic tonight from a couple of different people because I guess people in this day and age just really don't know how to handle it. So before I start taking callers, I do want to say a couple of things about it. I am one of the type of people that I'm about my children. So if one of my children come to me and they tell me that someone's done something to them, I'm thinking I probably wouldn't be the most civil person to talk about it, we'd be actually calling the morgue because somebody's going to die. I'm just going to be real with you. When it comes to my children, I'm extremely, extremely protective, and I honestly would not take the high road out. I would not take the let's sit down, let's talk about it, let's go to counseling. There's a couple of things that basically it just wouldn't work out for me, so I'm just saying. So if I have any people on the line who like touching children, better not touch mine because you might not make it. That wasn't a good one, though. But anyway, that's what our topic is tonight. I do have a couple of inbox people who actually sent me things, and I'm going to go ahead and address theirs. I also see some people on chat. You guys, thank you so much for coming in. So one of the topics that I wanted to talk about as far as children was, a gentleman stated that his daughter's friend came and told her that somebody was doing something to her, that somebody was touching her, somebody was doing something to her sexually, and they really just didn't know how to handle it. And so I told the gentleman, and I'm not an advocate, so I really can't give advice, but I told the gentleman that he needed to first go to that child's parents, let the child's parents know what's going on. He needs to, somebody needs to get involved because consider this. There's always three sides to a story. There's your version, my version, then there's the truth. But when it comes to a child, you never know what's actually going on until you actually investigate it. I'm going to tell you about a scenario that my brother went through. So my brother in New York, he went through something to where he caught the child doing something wrong. She was like a young teenager. She might have been 12. And he came home. He was married to her mom. It's not his child. It's her child. And he came home, caught her doing something wrong. And because she thought he was going to tell what he caught her doing, she goes and tells her mother that he touched her. Well, long story short, we're going to skip on to what really happened. But long story short, it ended out not to be true, but my brother ended up being on a pedophile list. He's no longer there because the charges have been dropped, but he ended up being on a pedophile list. He ended up being on, he had to come and report. He had to stay where he was. Came Halloween, he couldn't be anywhere near children. He was on the sex offender list, and that's a really bad list to be on. So the girl came for it later on and said it didn't happen. Well, through that happening, he lost a wife because, you know, him and the wife, you know, they separated. And she acted like any mother would act. If you come and tell me that he's doing this to me, I'm going to do something about it. Hey, Chris Lee, I see you. Hey. So he's going to come and do something about it. So my thing is this. When it comes to children, there is a fine line because you really have to just talk to that child and find out. Now, I will tell you about another scenario. someone was not able to call in tonight. The person's at work, but she gave me the full story and wanted me to share it and see what my viewers think. She stated that it was her brother, and she said that he's an adult, and, you know, he's married, and they have a daughter that's like 14 or 15. Well, apparently the little girl had another little girl over their house, and throughout the course of some night while they was watching TV, I don't know what happened. The girl came back and said that he put his toes or something inside of her. Like I said, I don't know the details. Long story short, this happened sometime last year, and he's still in jail. The sad thing about it is whenever he goes to court, they can't, like, the family never shows up. The little girl has changed the story. To me, how is that even possible where you talk an adult sitting on a bed watching TV and his foot just happened to go down there? Well, when it was all said and done, the little girls ended up actually fighting, and his daughter actually ended up beating her up really, really bad. And the sad thing about it was it's all coming out now that it wasn't true, but it's been a year and 4 months, and this man is still in jail. This is actually in the state of Georgia. He is still in jail. And he is in jail because even though they haven't proved that he did anything, it's because they keep just pushing his case back and pushing his case back and pushing his case back. But this is what I mean. Stuff that children, some children do, you really have to know how to handle it. So what I'm going to do, I was actually asked to play something that I want to play, and I want everybody to hear it. And then after I play it, I'm going to go ahead and bring in callers. I do see a couple, like I see a bunch of people raising their hands, and I'm going to get to you, but I need to go ahead and play this that I promised somebody I'll play. And it's actually a poem from Angel of Love, or it might be from, no, it's not from Angel of Love, I'm sorry. But it's a poem that I'm going to play. If I can get it here. Hold on one moment. I see everybody. And we are live on Jinx Johnson's page. And we're going to go ahead and play this. Let's see. Here we go.
God, no, I screamed. As he snatched me, ripping my shirt to shreds, throwing it to the floor, slapping my face in hopes of hushing my screams, not knowing he was dashing all of my dreams. As my mother sat there and watched, not even a care, I bloodied lip, wanting to scream even more. Though now fear had a grip, confusion riding his hip, I screamed on the inside, praying for it to stop. As he now reached for his prize, grasping them in his hand, my mother holding me in place, I was confused. Only at the age of 9, 10, 11, 12, then 13, gliding with hands down, I was his reward for staying home. No longer he promised he would roam. Pants she snatched off. God, no, I screamed. Only this time it was inside. It was then I decided that hiding place I had to find. His hands finally finding my pot of gold, mother pushing my legs further apart, him and his rod both took my soul that day. Away I went into a shell. My body they had. My mind was in a vine, screaming at me, they did. Ugly, dumb, and others they called, while I went slowly away, hiding deeper and deeper. I went. Those things they could have, I said all for Why? God, no.
So this is actually Honey Brown, and this is actually a true story. She is someone that is so powerful, and she has endured so much as a child. Also, and she's a true product of child molestation. She has shared her stories on many of my shows. We had just straight out a child molestation show, which this one's a little bit different, but we had that show. And it was like tear-jerking to even like hear her story, hear what she went through, hear the things that she experienced. And then as an adult, she was abused in a relationship. So they say that a lot of people, like a lot of children who are normally abused as children, when they grow up, they follow the same pattern. Because in a lot of situations, if nobody tells them that it's wrong, if nobody tells them that this is not supposed to happen, that's how they grow up. They grow up thinking that that's how they're supposed to live. They grow up thinking that that's the life that they're supposed to have. It's sad, but so true. It's so true because in this day and age, your children and they are a product of you. So if you don't teach them that this is wrong, if you don't show them that this is not right, they're going to continuously do whatever you taught them. Your children are a product of you. So the way her life was, and she couldn't call in tonight because she's at work, but the way her life went was she was molested starting early. And when she let family members know, they basically they swept it under the rug because it was a family member that was doing it. And that's why this show is so, so important because, let me tell you, any mother that's out there, and I know there's some mothers on this line. I know there's some mothers on this line. Any mother that's out there that knowingly allows a man to sexually assault your child, any man, any woman, you're just as much as a coward as that man. I don't care what your life is like that. I don't care what your experience is. I don't care what you stand to lose. But your child should always come first because you gave birth to your child. A man is replaceable. A child is lifetime. When you deliver that child, when you have that child is yours. So that child is a part of you. So any woman at all, I know there was another situation. Somebody inboxed me, and I'm trying to share the inbox stories. Some of them are really harsh, and people are not able to call in and talk about them. It brings tears to their eyes to talk about them. But you're right. Everything you're saying right, Chris Lee. If a woman actually knowingly allows it to happen and does nothing, she's just as guilty as a man. So I agree. She's just as guilty as a man. There was another story where apparently the young teenage girl or whatever was being molested by the stepfather. And instead of the stepfather, and this story came from a girl that this happened to, instead of the mother acknowledging what her daughter said, she basically didn't want to believe the girl, put the little girl out, and actually had the little girl go live with her grandmother, go live with a family member. So to me, you picked this man raping your child you picked this man and his relationship over your child. How could you put your child out of the house to cater to a man that was molesting her in the first place? So it's, to me, all I can say is a man who would do that is a coward. Any man who can't find themselves a grown woman, any woman who can't find themselves a grown man, and this even speaks to the teachers molesting these little boys and thinking it's okay and having babies by them. And, of course, you know, I don't really know. I can't speak on young men, so I don't know about young men. I don't know what their mentality is. But I know that when you're with a young man, and you're having sex with him and he's 13 or 15 and you're 29 and 30 years old, and because you get pregnant by him and you love him, this is what this woman said, and I quote, "Back in the day, it didn't matter. You could actually go to somebody's house and knock on their door and ask for their daughter's courtship, even if she was 13 or 14. So why should it matter if I'm with a 13 or 14-year-old boy?" That's what this woman had to say. That's what this woman had to say. I honestly don't understand how this woman did not see anything wrong sleeping with a 13-year-old boy. I don't understand it. But the thing about it is, going back to kids and going back to when a kid comes and tells you that somebody's done something to them, or when a kid comes back and tells you that somebody's molested them, and how are you supposed to handle it, I would say you're supposed to handle it with care. Now, I'm probably not the best parent example because, like I said, somebody would die. If somebody came and did something to one of my children, or if I found out that somebody was sexually molesting my child, most likely the morgue would be called first. I'm just saying. But the thing about it is, when it comes to a child, children are not, they're not here because they asked to be here. They're here because we as parents gave birth to them. We as parents helped them to be here. The children are our future. So if we don't start paying attention more to our children and start paying attention to what their friends are saying, that's important too. If you see you have a child, 11, 12, 13, 14-year-old daughter, and her little friend consistently wants to stay over your house because your house may be a safer place for her, I would say pay attention to that too. People, for the life of me, don't understand why I never allow my kids to spend the night over anybody's house. I never allow my kids to do any sleepovers, ever. My children either between my house or between my mother's house. My children are not spending the night with anybody else. There's a kid now who's asking, can my son come over to his house? And I left it up to my son because they're really close people that we know, but my son was still like, no, I don't want to go. My thing is, there's so much happening to children over other people's houses. There's so much happening to children up under your nose and you don't even see it. And I know this is going to piss a whole lot of people off what I'm about to say, and I'm so sorry. But, and I love the Lord. Everything about the Lord, I love the Lord. Lord knows I love the Lord. But be careful sending your children to Bible studies, and be careful sending your children to churches, little church programs where you're not there, because there's more stuff happening to children in church than you think. And because it is a church, and because it may be a pastor, or maybe it could be a group leader or a minister, it's being swept up under the rug. Catholic priests are the biggest. It's being swept up under the rug. And the bad thing about it is, the kids feel comfortable. The kids trust these people. The kids feel like they're safe with these people. So when it happens, the children already trust the people. So if I trust you, you see what I'm saying? So when I tell you, watch your children, be mindful of what your children are doing, be mindful of where your children are. So I want to say the live portion of my show is about to end. If you want to get in, because I'm getting ready to take some calls now, but if you want to get in, the phone number to call in is 347-857-3692. If you want to just listen, you're free to listen. But if you want to talk, you have to press 1. I'm going to play one more song. I'm going to play one more song, and then I'm going to go to go off of live. So you guys are welcome to listen to the song. And it's pertaining to children, so I think it'll be a really, really good choice. So hold on one moment. It's Latrice Lawrence, one of my favorite singers.
Will one day walk on water. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save us sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make us new? Deliver you, Mary, did you know
Thank you.
play that because I just was talking about, like, one of the saddest stories ever. Just sad, sad, sad. And I just had to play that, basically. So as a recap of the story that I was just reading and talking with someone in the inbox about, and the person is in tears and really can't talk about it, so I said I would disclose their story, and I'll do unknown names, so I won't repeat who the people are. This person states that she's a female, and she said that she was 11, and she said she went, she's 29 now, and she said she went and let her mother know. It was a family friend that used to come over all the time, and she said he'd do stuff like ask her to go to the store, give you money to go to the store, like maybe he'd give you $20 for like a $5 or $10 item and tell you to keep the change. So she said that, you know, he lived not that far from them, maybe about a half a block from them. So she said that, you know, he had told her, you know, if you come over, whatever, I can still give you money to go to the store. So she said they could not know it because he had been in the house, he had been in front of the family members, you know, he had been going, she'd been doing stuff for this man from early on. So she said she went over his house one day. He had called up and said he needed something from the store. His leg was hurting. And she said that she went over his house, and he basically raped her. And she came back. She told her father, and she told her mother about it, and they basically just didn't believe her. They felt that she was lying. They felt like she was just saying this, that she didn't have no business in this man's house, like everything under the sun. Well, the sad thing about it was maybe 4 months later, he came out in the news for sexually assaulting children, for raping little girls, raping little boys. So the thing about it is when you have this topic of, and I spoke to this young lady a little bit earlier. We actually spoke on the phone. And it was actually hard for her to get 2 to 4 words out about this without bawling. So the conversation went on for a long time with me trying to understand what she was trying to say. But that's what she was trying to say, you know. And she said that she basically hadn't talked about this with no one. She said she basically put it behind her. She put it under wraps. She hadn't told anybody about it. She basically just didn't talk to anybody at all about this. She said, lo and behold, she just felt like after seeing the topic of the show, she wanted to let it out. So that's what had her call, you know, hit me up earlier, and for us to be talking about it. It's a sad story. It's a sad situation because, I don't know, you can't really, I couldn't even really touch bases on what exactly happened, how it happened, why it happened. But she said through the whole time, you know, like through the whole rape, through the whole incident, she said inside she just felt dead. She said she just felt like she had no purpose. She said she felt like, why was she there? She felt like, why was she born? She felt so much pain inside. And the sad thing about the whole situation is to know that that's how you feel and to know that you go to your parents and your parents do nothing. I'm not a child, you know. I'm an adult. But I'm going to tell you how serious it is that people should listen to you. So I'm going to talk about a party I went to as an adult. Went to this party back in December. And went to this party, and it was a situation where a bunch of people partying. Everybody had their own rooms, you know, for after the party because the party was out of town. And so our room, you know, was pretty crump. Like, we had, like, a lot of people in our room at the one time. We probably had 15 people in our room. They was playing music. Everybody was dancing. Everybody was having a good time. So this one gentleman at the party, you know, he hung around and hung around. And he just, like, basically just hung around. You know, he's the one who bought the speakers, so he was really partying. And nobody really paid it no attention. So about 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning when everybody started dying down, everybody was going to their rooms and leaving. And so the person that I had the room with, you know, we were both tired. So we said we both had to work the next day. It was Saturday night. We both had to be to work the next day at Sunday. And it was about 2 hours out. So we said we were going to go ahead and take our showers and probably hit the road and go. So my friend leaves the hotel room to go next door to get something. My lotion had disappeared.
She goes next door because we knew people next door. And a couple of minutes later, like when she left, like I was going into the bathroom. When she left, I seen her open the latch of the door. So a couple of minutes later, I heard the door, somebody come in the door and the door locked. And I'm thinking that was fast. It's this dude running around in a robe with nothing on up under it. So the whole 3 to 4 hours that he was at our party, he was there with this robe and nothing on up under it. So he, like, pushed me down, you know, finally get a chance with you. And I was like, this can't be happening. You always read about this happening to grown, to little kids. Or you always read about this happening to vulnerable women. Or you always hear about it happening to women who are just, you know, not even just women in general. You always, you never think it's going to be you. So the whole time going through my head, I'm like, you know, is this actually going to happen? Like, and it was a sense of numbness for a moment. And so I was backing him up off me, and then nothing happened. Like, it didn't go down, but I was backing him up off me, and then my friend knocked on the door, and she was like, why is this door locked? And I yelled out, I'm even going to tell you the person's name in case anybody knows him. He goes by Showtime Ryan on Facebook. So she was knocking on the door, and I was like, you know, Showtime Ryan, he's on me. You might need to call the cops or do something because he's about to take advantage of me after I said no. So after I said that, she was like, yeah, I'm dialing 911 right now, bestie. So after she said that, he jumped up and he was leaving. So she stopped him at the door. My best friend's kind of a big, tall woman. She's not a little person like me. She's big and tall. So she stopped him at the door, and she was like, what did you do to her? And he said, nothing. I said, he tried to rape me. So she hauled off and, like, she hit him in the chest, like, knocked the wind out of him, and he went on about his business. But I tried to go back to this little social group, and this is off the subject, but it's the same thing, basically what I'm saying. I tried to go to the social group and warn them. I tried to go to this group and tell them, listen, this dude just tried to rape me. This dude is not somebody that needs to be at parties. This dude is not somebody that needs to have any association. Well, they wanted to laugh. They wanted to say that I was lying. They wanted to say that if I was in the room with them, I probably deserved it, all types of things. So long story short, I left the whole that particular social group and have nothing to do with them from this point on. But long story short, as far as what happened is, I tried to go back and I tried to forewarn people. Nobody wanted to listen to me. Well, guess whose name was all over Facebook not too shy of a month and a half later was his group, his name. His name was on Facebook all over the place because he actually did rape somebody. And this is what I mean. It's just like a child, just like an adult. When somebody comes to you and tells you that somebody did something to them sexually, or when somebody comes to you and tells you that somebody tried to take advantage of them, it's your cue to listen, especially if it's a child. Because I'm going to tell you, there are some sick, sick, demented individuals out there. And as speaking as a grown woman that this close to happened to, I feel like how else can we as adults even talk to each other and get people to listen to what we're saying and call ourselves listening to what these children are saying? My thing is, if a child comes to you and a child tells you somebody did something to them, or a child tells you somebody raped them or touched them or inappropriately touched them, as a parent, as an adult, you're a coward if you turn your back. I don't care who did it. I don't care if the daddy did it, the grandmother did it, the grandfather. I don't care if another sibling did it. If a child comes to you and tells you that something happened to them inappropriate by someone else, it's your job, it's your duty as the person who gave birth to that child to protect that child until that child can protect themselves. And I'm saying this because I know several situations, where the children have went and told the parents that this is what's happening, and versus the parents trust the children, and versus the parents believe in the children, they turn around and believe the other person. There was a situation just recently here. This was in Missouri just recently. A little girl was going to Bible study, and she had came back. She was about 7. She came back, and she told her mother that basically the Bible school teacher, she doesn't like the way he touches her. She doesn't like the way he handles her. Well, apparently in this church, they allow spanking of one's child. So when they went back and questioned him, he said he spanked her. Okay, I get that. But it wasn't until another child came forward to say he touched them inappropriate, and this was a little boy this time. And he claims, yeah, he spanked me, but what the little girl did not mention is what the little boy mentioned, that he pulled their pants all the way down and spanked their bare ass. That is inappropriate in any setting. That is inappropriate. And so once a child, I think he was like 5, he had red hand marks on his hand, and his mother seen it. And when she seen it, she asked him about it, and he said, she told him that it was the Sunday school teacher that beats them. And he said, well, does the Sunday school teacher pull down everybody's pants to beat them? He told him yes. Well, that's why they didn't. Then they wanted to investigate it. But this is what I mean of you have to pay attention to your children, because it should have stopped when the first child came forward. But because you think that you trust in this pastor to go ahead and do Bible study with your between the age of 5 and 7-year-old children, right now red flags went off to me already when you told me he only teaches the 5 to 7-year-old children. 5 to 7 is the vulnerable age. 5 to 7 is the lie age. That's the age where they make up stuff and they tell lies. That's the age where they could tell you a whole story that never even happened because they got good imaginations. So the red flag would have went off for me eventually when you told me that he will only teach the 5 to 7-year-olds. You got ages between the age of 1 to 20 for Bible school, but your specific class is only 5 to 7. You won't do anything under 5 and nothing over 7. So the moral of this story is, you have to pay attention to your children. You have to pay attention to what your children are telling you. If your child comes and says, somebody touched me inappropriately, it's your job to investigate it. I don't care if it was Nana around the corner who takes care of your child. I know that one of the inbox stories that I read was a girl who said her babysitter used to rape her repeatedly. She was 4 or 5 years old, and since she can remember, her babysitter raped her up until the age of 7 years old. Now, you think to yourself, well, how would a female babysitter be raping a female child? Well, when she described the horrid, vivid things that this babysitter had her doing, it almost brought tears to my eyes. But guess what? This woman now has a high hatred for other women because of what this babysitter did to her. She has a high hatred and no tolerance at all for women. And it's because of what she endured as a child. When she told me some of the things, I just couldn't imagine it. And the sad thing about it is when something like that happens and somebody comes forward to you and tells you something, it's your cue to listen. It's your cue to pay attention to this child. It is your cue to go ahead and be attentive and be there for that child. So I know I have some other inbox things. I know I have some people on the line with your hands up. Right now what I'm doing is taking the time to read the inbox situation. And then if I have time, I'll go ahead and pick everyone up. I'm going to go to a quick break because I only have about 15 minutes left. But someone asked me to play this song, which I don't think that this is a problem, but I'm going to play it because I was asked to play it. But again, I don't think that this is the problem, and I don't think this is the key thing of why this is happening, but I'm going to play it.
You mothers have become a part of the conspiracy. Let me show you how. Of all black children live with a single parent. It's growing fast to 70%. All these single parents are women, but the babies came from a man. Where is the man? See? What did I say Pharaoh's intention was? Kill who? Kill who? The man, and spare who? The woman.
Yeah, why should I plead the fifth when I can speak some shit about the life I live? give my wife a kid. How trite it is. All I do is give. Everything they take, me they try to break. Give me no support, just child support. Keep me up in sport. We fight and sport. All the things I bought, everything I taught. Mean something to them. I'm suffering.
The woman must play an important part in the development of the nation, or the nation will go to hell.
When I can speak some shit about the life I live, my wife and kid, how trite it is. All I do is give. Everything they take, me they try to break. Give me no support, just child support. Keep me up in sport, we fight and sport. All the things I bought, everything I taught. Mean something to them, I'm suffering.
Alright, so again, I played that song, and I don't think that the whole thing with the children is pertaining to single women and the reason why it's single women, but I still love the song. I love, you know, the artist Bill Blass. I know one of my previous fans of the show asked me to go ahead and play that, so that's the reason why I played it. But back to my inbox situation. This last one that I'm going to read, this comes from a gentleman out of Kentucky, and he states that when he was about 11, he had an aunt that actually had him perform oral sex on her, and he said that he came to discuss it with his father. He went to his father first, and his father basically shunned it and said, well, not shunned it, but threw it under the rug and said, well, that's good. You got your first experience. So for him, because of what his father told him, he didn't see that anything was wrong with it. When he was 13, he had a babysitter that had him perform oral sex on him. Again, he went back to his father, and his father told him, that's good, man. You're learning. Long story short, if you're a man and you're telling your child at 11 and 13 that you're learning and getting blowjobs from grown women, you're just as much as a pedophile as the person who's doing it. Nowhere in hell, I'm just going to be honest, nowhere in hell is that the right of advice to tell your son. No way in hell. How could you even, first of all, I would think it's time for me to take my child to the doctor, because if he don't went down on a woman that had an 11-year-old put his mouth on her, what else has been in her? What has been touching her? As even the 13-year-old and the other person was 19, to have that happen. See, in today's world, something happens with a little boy, and a lot of fathers, I'm not going to say all of them, but a lot of fathers will tell that child, it's okay, you are going to learn it anyway. It's okay, you're on the right path. It's not the right path. Because, see, when you let a child like that young, and this dude told me, he said, let me tell you something, I'm gay. I'm 100% gay. And you know why I'm gay? I'm gay because of the taste of that at 11-year-old and the taste of that at 13-year-old stuck in my mouth all these years, and I've never even been with a woman. That's the damage that you do to a little boy that age, thinking the answer should be, it's okay, it's something you should be learning. This story to me is baffling. It's just baffling to me because as adults, and as having children, if you tell your child that it's okay, or if you tell your child, let's look at the Michelet. I don't know who watched the Michelet movie, which I think the Compton Michelet movie, the singer Michelet. I don't know who watched that movie, but take that movie right there an example. Take it an example. From an early age, she was taught from her aunts and her cousins, it's okay if a man beats you, because that just means you got in the way of his hand. That doesn't mean he loves you. Just some stuff happen like that. That's the way it be sometimes, and you have to accept it. You have to get strong, and you have to accept it. That right there is a horrible, horrible thing to tell somebody. That a man's, your face just happened to be in the direction that man's fist was going. A man is a coward for putting his hands on a woman, first off, okay? And the woman, as a parent, is just as much as a coward to tell a daughter to take it. Because let me tell you something. When
when a child is born, especially a girl and a boy, that girl needs to be brought up that she is a queen. She's not to take abuse physically or mentally or emotionally. A man's not supposed to put his hands on her. A man's not supposed to call out her name. A man's not supposed to disrespect her, and she's not to disrespect herself. The same with men when they are born into the world. They should be treated like kings. They should know that they should not put their hands on women. Women should respect them just as much as they should respect women. And they should be better than that to have to put their hands on a woman. See, that's the problem with these days, all these, this happening. If you don't teach your children from day one that this is wrong and what's right, how else are they going to learn? Who else are they going to learn from? There's a situation I know of right now as we speak. And there's a girl, she's close to prostitution, very close to prostitution. And when you try to talk to her and try to see where her head's at pertaining to this, she says, well, hey, it was how I was raised. My mother laid on her back to get what she wanted. My grandmother laid on her back to get what she wanted. So I'm laying on my back to get what I want. Again, is what she was told. The first time she laid on her back, she was 12 years old. They needed to have bills paid, and her mother brought a dude in and had sex with her to pay those bills. It's what she was told. So from the age of 12 years old, she was taught, lay down to get what you want. There's no sense in you working. She doesn't work. She doesn't have a job. Because she sleeps with multiple men to get what she wants. She claims it's not prostitution. She's not selling her body. But 89% of these men are married. And you have arrangements with them to where you meet them to have sex and they pay your bills. They pay your rent. They pay your car payment. That's a whore. I'm sorry if I'm sounding rude. You know, and her thing is everybody's whores. All women are whores. If you're married, you're a whore. You're doing this and that to get with this and that from your husband. No, honey, that's not true. That's not true. The true definition of a whore is somebody who solely has sex with somebody to gain something from it. If you're married to somebody and you love them and they're your husband or that's your wife and you're having sex out of pleasure, because anything you have financially is joint. It's one. It's not two. It's not his money and my money. It's our money together. It's community property when it comes to husband and wife. But to make the statement that to be a married couple or to be in a relationship, we're all whores anyway, I don't believe that. And I know that this call is on the line because she's online listening. And I'm sorry if it hurts your feelings. But you were taught this way as a child, and that's the reason why you are the way you are today. And you need help. I'm not going to say you need deliverance because as much as I'd like to go to church, I never get there because I'm always working. But you might need to start going to church. You might need to start praying. You might need to do something because I'm going to tell you what, HIV is rampant. Death is rampant. So I'm gonna get off that. I'm gonna not harp on that. But somebody put that topic in my inbox, not the topic, but somebody put the story of that in my inbox. This is what they were taught. This is how they've been living. This is what they believe. So I had to go ahead and share that because to me that was just, I had to go and share that. But I'm getting ready to end out the show. I want to say thank you, everybody, for calling in. If you want to speak, you know, you have the opportunity. We have a good 3 minutes or 2 minutes left. I want to say thank you to everyone who called in. Thank you to all of my online folks. Thank you to all of my listeners. The online chat today has been off the chain. And I'm sorry I didn't get to everyone's questions and comments they had. And I'm sorry I was not able to pick up everyone tonight. But again, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you guys. If it wasn't for you, I couldn't do this on a weekly basis. So I'm going to go ahead and end out again with my girl, Latrice Lawrence, only because I love her to death, and that's the end of that. But everyone have a good night, and we will see you guys again next week, same time, same place. We'll be right back doing the same thing we're doing now. Thank you all, and have a great night. And
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk?
And when you kiss your sleep,